With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana's backlogged sexual assault evidence kits will undergo lab testing beginning this month. Last fall, the state got a $2 million federal grant to fund cataloging and testing of the unsubmitted so-called rape kits, Corin Cates Carney reports.
1,140 cardboard boxes full of swabs, scrapings, and written accounts of alleged sexual assault, some more than a decade old, are being sent from Missoula to a lab in Utah for testing. Montana Attorney General Tim Fox announced Monday that results from the testing are expected to start coming in as early as September.
It's an important milestone in this process that's been taking, at this point, about a year and a half.
In 2015, the Department of Justice created a task force to examine issues with the state's unsubmitted rape kits. Rape kits can remain untested when attorneys choose not to prosecute, an attacker doesn't deny having sex with a victim, or a victim fears retribution in moving forward with the case. Once the rape kits are tested, if there is sufficient evidence, DNA profiles from the kits will be entered into an FBI system, which allows federal, state, and local forensic labs to exchange information in attempts to link serial criminals. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.